Hello. Hello, my name is Rob.
Hello.
Yes. Returning call from customer service. How may I help you today?
Yeah, my name is Martin, and I ordered something from you guys the other day, and you guys hit my account for 67 something, and I want to know why.
Okay, sir, can I start off by getting your zip code, please?
Pardon?
Can I start off by getting your zip code, please, to pull up your account?
48746.
48746.
Yep.
And can I get your first name?
Lawrence.
Can you spell it for me?
Lawrence.
And your last name, sir?
Martin. Martin.
Okay. Okay, sir. I'm putting up your account. The computer is loading very, very slow. I'm so sorry for the inconvenience, but I'm going to get your account loaded up, sir. Hello, sir.
Yes.
I see that you purchased an ice maker on October 11, 2022.
Ice maker?
Yes, sir.
No, I did not.
I see it down here in our computer, sir. It says an ice maker for 6732.
No, I did not order any ice maker. The only thing I ordered was a tactical bag.
Yeah, it shows that you order an ice.
No, I did not, and I want my money put back in my account. I did not order any ice maker.
Okay, sir. It's been over 2 months, and this has been a valid charge. I can offer you a 16-day extension for 30 days.
You what?
I can offer you 35% off on our next purchase.
No, I want my $67 put back in my account. I did not order any ice maker.
I can offer you 50% off on the next purchase, sir.
I want my money put back in my account.
I can offer you 75% off, sir.
I want my money back in my account, sir. I did not order any ice maker. I ordered a tactical bag for $5.95.
Okay, sir. The best I can do, I can decline.
I want my money back in my account. I did not get an ice maker.
I can decline.
I'm going to report you guys. That's final. And yeah, I want my money put back in my account. And if it's not back in my account tomorrow, I'm getting a lawyer. And I will sue you people to no end. I did not order any ice maker.
Okay, sir. I'm going to try to help you, okay? Since it was a valid charge.
Unless you put my money back in the account. That's the only help I want.
Oh, okay, sir. I'm trying to help you. Okay, since it was a valid charge, I can offer a 35% refund. The charge was 2 months ago. I can offer a 35% refund.
2 months ago?
Yes, it says October 11th. That was 2 months ago.
I didn't order anything in October.
Sir, I can offer you a 35% refund. That's the best we can do. Because it was a valid charge.
Okay, you can do that, but I will get an attorney soon. All right, thank you very much. Put my money back in my account, the whole $67. I never got an ice maker.
Well, sir, I can offer a 50% refund.
Put the money
refund.
Back in my account, or you'll hear from my attorney.
I can offer
That's
a 50% refund,
That's
sir.
That's plain and simple. Plain
I can offer a 50% refund, sir.
Put my money back in my account.
Okay, sir. I can offer a 75% refund, sir.
Put my money back in my account. I didn't order any ice maker, and I don't know who did. I'm the only one with access to my card, and I know I did not order any ice maker.
So, sir, you don't even want a 75% refund?
All right, put it back in there, and I will never deal with you people again. I'm done.
So you don't want a 75% refund, sir?
Yeah, give me a 75% refund, but I will not ever do any business with you again.
Okay, sir.
I did not order this.
Okay, sir, can you please hold off for a second while I get this processed?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, sir. Do you all want to cancel it also so you won't get any future charges?
Yes, I do.
Okay, can you hold on for me for a second? Okay, sir, do you want your cancellation number?
Yes. Hang on, okay. Just let me get a pencil.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, it's going to be C as in car.
Yep.
262-062-572-572. Okay. 572. All right. Okay, thank you for calling customer support. May you have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye.